Welcome back. It's my last segment of the hour, and I'm going to announce my little surprise. So here's my surprise. I'm going to do a match of donations up to $1,000 for Shayna and Jim tomorrow, 12 to 2. So Shayna and Jim, even if you don't reach the $1,000, I'm going to give $1,000 to kick off your 12 o'clock spot tomorrow in support of Shayna, the newspaper, and the local Laguna Beach police, who we all love and respect. Also, I just want to say thank you again for KX93 for giving me this chance to be on the air. And don't forget to call in no matter what time this week at 949-715-5936 to be on the air, and 715-4859. If you don't want to be on the air, just go to the website, www.kx935.com. And I'm sitting here with my new friend, Ed. Well, I've known Ed forever because he is the DJ here, the master DJ, and he was here with us throughout the remodel. So we've gotten to know each other a little bit. So Ed's going to tell us a little bit about what he's been doing lately and how much he loves the new studio.
Oh, I can't even tell you how much I love this. I thank you very much for letting me take a minute of your time.
No problem.
And thank you so much for supporting the radio station like you do. First of all, it's been a great hour, and I could not love your musical choices any more than this. This is so great. But yeah, so the new studio is 1,000 times better than the old studio. Everything is in its place. Everything has a purpose. Everything is just so perfect. Thank you so much for doing that. And just a quickie, a little story about...
Yes, I'm going
to
hear it.
Okay. So we're in the middle of clearing out the studio to get rid of all of the old stuff.
Purging.
Yes. And I, you know, we're going through boxes of old stuff, and I found this old stuffed rat. It was a toy, obviously, but it looked so, so real. I couldn't believe how real this looked. So I put it on one of the lamps that was supposed to be thrown out by Tommy, who also works here. And I kind of like, well, I'm going to play a little trick on Tommy. The rat's going to fall out and it'll scare him. Well, Tommy wasn't the one that unloaded the rats. One of your guys who took the lamp down to a truck, and I watched him I was frightful. I hate to play tricks on people I don't know. So I watched him go down with this unbelievably realistic rat inside the lamp, and he loaded it into the truck, and it didn't fall out. But I know that when he unloaded it somewhere where unbeknownst to me, it probably scared the crap out of him.
Oh my God, the poor thing. Who was that that had the rat? We'll have to find out today. I bet it was Jose. He loaded a stuffed rat, like a 12-inch stuffed rat, into the garbage to scare the guys. Oh my God, that's hilarious. That is funny. Well, they didn't tell me, but I'm sure they were too embarrassed to admit it, so... They were scared. We have another guy that's afraid of spiders, and that's kind of funny when you're in construction, you can't do stuff. but tell us, Ed, I guess I knew you were a comedian, so tell me about what you do with your comedy stuff and where we can hear you.
I do stand up for a living, and again, this is your hour, but
I want to hear, because I love comedies, and Richard and I used to go to comedy shows. It was one of our first dates, so I'm so busy at the work. I need to do more social stuff. So tell me.
Well, I do stand up, and then this coming Wednesday, you can catch me at the Laguna Beach Brewery right here downtown.
Oh.
I've got a show along with the next gentleman coming up, Matt Ballacher, who's an author and wrote a book about Greg Giraldo. Oh. And again, we do all professional, no hacks. There's no hacks. It's all professional, all good comedy. It's adult themed, so
I like
you know, bring your adult cap on when you come to see us. But it's this coming Wednesday night, starts at 8 o'clock with the Laguna Beach Brewery and Grill.
I love it.
And I would love to have you there. Not only there, but I would love to have you sit in on a morning show.
We're gonna do that because you know your morning show starts when my day starts at 7 a.m. and that works because I do go to bed at 8 o'clock at night, so I might have to pass on the evening. But on 7 a.m. I will be here. So we're gonna pick a morning and we'll announce it and I'll put it on my Facebook. But I will be here on at 7 a.m. for sure.
Perfect. Perfect. And thank you for doing this so
You're
much.
You're very
thank
welcome.
You
and
so
again, love everyone at KX93.5. Tyler and Monica, you're amazing. Happy Monday, Laguna Beach.
Love and happiness. Yeah. Something that can make you do wrong, make you do right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Love. someone's on the phone, 3 o'clock in the morning, yeah, talking about how she can make it right, yeah, yeah. Happiness is when you really feel good about somebody. There's nothing wrong being in love with someone, yeah. Oh, baby, love and happiness. Love and happiness. Oh.
Takeover Monday, and I'm telling you, we have some talent in this town that I wasn't aware of. For years, I've known about this guy as a comedic talent, but really wasn't hip to the fact that he's also an author. We have an author in our midst. His name is Matt Ballacher. Good morning, Matt. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Ed. Thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming on, and thanks for supporting KX93.5, man. We really appreciate that. Now, I know you personally, so this is going, it's just, I'm so curious as to how you got interested in this. First, let me explain your genesis with me. Matt's a great comedian, a funny comedian in his own right, who not only is brilliant on stage, but the stuff that he writes in his own on his own pages of Facebook, it's just brilliant comedy. And he has written a book about another brilliant comedian who we lost recently, Greg Giraldo. Mm-hmm. Greg, born in my hometown of the Bronx, raised in Queens. Tell us what got you interested in writing the book.
Sure. Greg Giraldo, when he passed, he was the first celebrity. When I got the news that he died, I actually like broke down and started crying. And I was in Los Angeles when lots of famous people died. And I never understood whether it was Princess Diana or Michael Jackson or whoever, like why people felt this personal connection.
Right.
And then all of a sudden when it was someone I followed, I was like the 3-year-old version of me going, oh, what? How could he have passed? You know, and I was 30 something and just started bawling. And it got me thinking, like, why did I have such a strong reaction to this guy and pretty much no one else?
Right.
And it's after, it took a couple years, but I followed his career from Tough Crowd on, basically the early 2000s on. And then he was always someone I looked up to.
Right.
Not just comedically, but he seemed like he had it all.
Right.
You know what I mean? He had a beautiful wife, kids. From the outside, this perfect work-life balance. And he was the type of comedian that almost inspired me not to do comedy, because he's like, he was so good.
Right.
It's almost like if you're watching LeBron James or Steph Curry, you know, it's like, I'm never going to shoot a 3-pointer like Steph Curry. Like, why should I pick up a ball? But that was kind of dumb, you know? And then so when he passed, I felt like there was nothing I could do. You know, I mean, I don't know if you remember, many people posted.
Right.
We did our RIP, Greg Giraldo. And then a few more years passed, and I started working at a day job for a while, and I really wanted to read a book about him,
right.
And there wasn't one. So that was my aha moment. Like, maybe I should be the one to do this.
There you go. Well, I've had a chance to sift through. The copy just came out today. Am I crazy?
You are crazy, but it has nothing to do with what you just said. Today we haven't even made a press release. So effectively, this is the press release. It's
wow.
Greg Giraldo, a comedian's story. You can buy it right now.
Okay. All right. The forward is by Colin Quinn, a friend of Greg's.
A good friend of Greg's from stand up, from the Comedy Cellar in New York, from Tough Crowd with Colin Quinn.
Right.
And Saturday Night Live.
If you're just joining us, we have Matt Ballacher, author of the Greg Giraldo, a comedian's story. And a fabulous comedian, and we're going to learn about him. Tell me a little bit about Greg's early years.
Sure. He grew up in Queens.
Right.
He was only heard English till he was about 4.
Right.
Because his mother was from Spain, and his father's Colombian.
Right.
And so they only spoke Spanish, but he heard English periodically, and then he entered kindergarten at 4 years old, which now I think you're 19. I have a kindergartner, and yeah, he's 6, and he's, I think, one of the younger kids in his class. And so he didn't speak a word of English, and then literally weeks later, he's assimilated, speaks great, you know, top of his kindergarten class. But it was a very much a working class, beautiful immigrant story.
Right.
You know, his father worked at Pan Am Airlines. His mother was a homemaker. It wasn't like he had this show business background by any means.
Right.
It was just he was a smart kid, and comedy seemed years and years away when he was a kindergartner in Queens.
Okay. Now that noise that you heard and that was my brain clicking. Click click
okay.
Click 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 click. Now when you go on stage, when you're on stage, do you sometimes try and are you feeling a little Greg Giraldo? are you feeling do you utilize his style at all? Do you think?
I hope so.
Was he that influential?
I hope so,
okay.
But also to the point where I don't want to copy him.
Right.
You know, because as you know, like you have great stuff, and if I'm doing Ed Steinfeld jokes, then I'm a hack and you should never book me again. So I think it's one of those comedians that obviously is an influence.
Right.
And I'm sure when I was younger, there were jokes that maybe I was trying to write to him,
right.
But without a doubt, he's a part of the thought process, but I don't want to mimic him.
Right.
Who are some of your influences?
I would go with Richard Pryor and George Carlin. And again, I catch myself finding the style of them, but again, don't want to be a hack, don't want to end up doing any of their lines. And but I find myself kind of falling into that style of Richard Pryor more than George, actually. But I don't burn your hair
because you're far too handsome. We don't want that.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. But yeah, and I don't play with lighters, so that's a good thing. So my feeling of a guy that grew up to Spanish, I can relate. I grew up to Spanish parents, Argentine parents, in the Bronx, and Spanish was my first language. Again, 4 or 5 years old. I didn't know English until 4 or 5 years old. Same. I didn't know that. I'm going to read the book now.
Yeah, you should. Well, you. And so, when were you conversant in English?
At school, I think after like first grade, first year of school. My older brothers and sisters already had English down, pretty much. So I learned at home a little bit, but once I got into school and everybody was only talking English to me, boom, that was it. So by first and second grade, I think I was doing all right with the English language.
Yeah. Well, your English is fantastic, Ed.
Thank you.
Since you were in New York, are you familiar with Regis High School?
I'm not.
Okay.
I'm not.
Regis High School, it's sort of like the Harvard, right. I guess, of high schools, but with a pretty big distinction. It's free.
Okay.
It's a Jesuit high school. And I think that was a big kind of bellwether event in Greg Giraldo's life, because when he was, I think, 12, he applied. And it's similar to like an Ivy League school. I mean, you have to, you not only have to ace your tests, you have to go in and ace your interviews.
Right.
And, you know, being a working class kid, he did that. And that sort of put him on a certain path that you wouldn't think, oh, he's going to be a comedian. You think he'll be a lawyer or a surgeon or a senator or something like that. So that, as I did more research, apparently like in New York and a lot of the boroughs, if you go to Regis High, that is like, you know, maybe going to Pegasus or something. Right. Yeah. I'm trying to think like, I don't think there is an equivalent, because it's one of those things that if you're on that track, it really feels as if you have a leg up.
Right. Right. Which again, he was brighter than his peers. And it continued into his adult life. He was brighter than the other comics.
And I think that's a blessing and a curse. I mean, you get it. You're being smarter than most people. It's probably frustrating walking around with Ed Steinfeld's brain.
Not anymore.
But I mean, I look at some of the stuff I did in high school, and I took AP classes and what have you. And then I look at what Giraldo did, and he read Iliad by Homer.
Right.
And then translated portions of it to Latin. You know, like, yeah. I think I memorized 18 lines of Chaucer. Yeah. But I mean, that sort of like, who does that?
Yeah,
I mean, and then he went to Columbia, right. Which was 3.5 miles from his high school. And he did really well at Columbia. He was an English major because he was great at reading. But it wasn't as if he busted his hump all the time, you know, burning the midnight oil to get these grades. I think, in some senses, Ed, it was a gift. It just came naturally to him.
I just finished reading One Fish, Two Fish, Red Fish, Blue Fish. So,
what did you think of it?
It's really easy walking around being me. Trust me, that's what I thought. Now, we're going to play a little music here. If you've just joined us, we're speaking to Laguna Local, Matt Ballacher, also author of the Greg Giraldo, A Comedian Storybook, this is the release ceremony right here. I can't believe how fortunate
we are.
Keep
it local. This is the release ceremony. Yes.
All right. And if you have a donation and you want to do that on behalf of Matt, what are those numbers I gave you there?
Please donate 949-715-5936. That's in studio.
Right. They can talk to you live that way. These are friends and family members.
Okay.
Say,
so did you hear that, sweetie? If my wife's listening, you can call.
That's right. Otherwise, if you're a little shy, you can also call the office.
And that's 949-715-4859.
You like Led Zeppelin, Matt?
I love Led Zeppelin. Let's do this.
Oh,
Takeover Monday. And we're in studio with author Matt Ballacher. Matt is a local Laguna Beach author and stand-up comedian. And I, as I said, I don't want to sing your praises too much to give you a big head, but you are.
You can. Go ahead.
Very, very funny and very creative. And all your comedy is really on target and on point. And I'm proud to work with you. When I work with you on stage, I really am, man.
Thank you.
All right, well, I'm working with the big guns here, man. This guy does really well.
I'm proud to work with you, Ed. And thanks for giving us a voice and a platform.
That's right. Well, thank you. Matt is, of course, the author of the Greg Giraldo, A Comedian Storybook, just out today. Greg Giraldo, a fantastic stand-up comedian that we lost recently, and we'll get into how we lost him. And Matt is also, again, supporting the society. Well, we'll talk about that in a second. Once we get into how we lost him, man. I'm sorry. I kind of like spilled the beans.
No, you're foreshadowing.
Yeah.
Good literary technique, Ed. Thank you.
I appreciate that. So Greg Giraldo started his comedy career in the early 90s.
Yeah, about 91, 92.
Okay. And from that, he did like most of us do. He played the small clubs. He tried just to get stage time.
Like most of us, he played in small clubs, right, or open mics. But unlike most of us, he advanced past to where he got paid. But he started working as a lawyer at Skadden Arps.
Okay.
And probably like you or me or anyone, like right when you start, you're not going to get paid.
Right.
Maybe you'll get a drink or something. But so he would do open mics locally, and he was really good. And about a year after he started, he essentially quit his job at Skadden Arps and became a full-time comic, which in comedy circle, that's insane.
That's tough to do. Yeah, it's tough to do, number one. You're depending on your material to keep you working, and you're depending on that work to keep you paid. That's a tough gig, man.
Oh, yeah. And he left a gig where in 92, he was making $85,000, and I went to some calculator, and that's about 170 something K a year.
Right.
So it wasn't like he had nothing to fall back on. Right. I mean, there was a real sacrifice he made in leaving. And then he started and kept at it. And then within about a year, he was a touring professional, meaning he made some money in comedy.
I like to call myself a non-touring professional.
Likewise.
Now, let's find out a little bit about you. How long have you been in Laguna Beach?
About 4.5 years. We moved here in, gosh, it was July 1st, 2014.
And tell me what you love about the uniqueness of our beautiful little hamlet.
I love the radio station 93.5.
Thank you.
Most of all. Stating out the beaches. Right. But this sounds trite, but it is a very friendly small town community. And if you only know Laguna Beach from the awful reality show, that's probably not a wonderful depiction. So I really like the community. I have two young kids. And I mean, like, even like I'll see you around.
Right.
And it's, I've lived in San Diego, I've lived in LA, and I've never had that where you can just be out and about and bump into someone. And that's pretty cool.
Right. There's your neighbor with a friendly smile and
very
hello,
friendly,
man.
Smile. Yeah. And seemingly a willingness to help. And like we're getting some books printed at the local printers, and it's a pretty tight knit community and not snobby.
Right. Right. So you're doing your printing through local businesses.
Yeah, mostly. Yeah. And also a local business called Amazon. I don't know if
they were going to be local in Queens, and I think something
got a little
happened
expensive.
There. Something happened there.
There's I think 800 square feet here, Amazon, if you want to put your headquarters in the 92651.
So tell me about the roast. I think we all really know Greg Giraldo as being the greatest roaster of all time.
Yeah.
If you were getting roasted and he hit that dais, you were about to get sliced.
Would you want to be roasted by him?
No. Like, no,
I know it's like, no. So, like Jeffrey Ross, who's brilliant, is like funny, and there's sort of a sweetness,
right?
But and Greg was hilarious, and I think there's a sweetness too. But he cut deeper,
yeah.
To a level like Nick Swardson, who we interviewed in this, is an actor and comedian, and he purposely said, "I don't want to be on the roast because I don't want a flogging by Greg Giraldo." And he said, "He's like, I have so many skeletons in my closet. I don't want him, you know, to unearth them on a national audience." And he went first pretty much every time. And we talked to the producer, Joel Gallen, and that was by design. Because, I mean, you've seen this at shows. Sometimes they go long.
Right.
And roasts are a television production, and so they can go 3, 4, 5, sometimes 7 hours.
Right.
And so he had the benefit of a fresh, attentive audience. And also, you're selling widgets.
Right.
So as Comedy Central or whatever, you want to make sure viewers stay tuned. So if you see Greg Giraldo up top doing 5.5 minutes and just annihilating punchline after punchline, you're probably going to tune in.
Right. And stay tuned.
Yeah, you're tuned in if you're watching it.
So. And then once Jeff Ross comes on, you even stay tuned in a little bit. Yeah. But yeah, I would remember all of the roast. He carved up Joan Rivers beautifully.
Oh my gosh, yeah. that was artistry. Yeah.
Magnificent. And really, you almost feel like, wow, Joan just got violated. That's how slicing he was. And am I thinking of William Shatner also?
Yeah.
Yeah,
he did Shatner. I mean, I think he did 9 roasts.
Yeah.
On Comedy Central, but then he also did that we talk about in Greg Giraldo, a comedian story. He roasted his friends. And I think that's kind of the genesis. I mean, it's like sometimes at your show, people will dig each other. Right. It's not a full-blown roast, but it's sort of a way of showing love.
Right.
And he did that with Patrice O'Neill, with Nick DiPaolo, on some of these more local roasts.
Right.
But one that was, I think, particularly telling was Larry the Cable Guy. Okay. Did you see that roast?
I did not.
Well, Larry the Cable Guy, his style is, I can't think of a more opposite comedian than to Greg Giraldo than Larry the Cable Guy is. I mean, I think he is funny, but it's in a different style. He's very much a populist,
right,
kind of a redneck comic, and he says that as, like, he would call himself that. It's not disparaging.
It's a shtick.
Yeah, right. And his real name isn't Larry the Cable Guy. However, during one of Giraldo's roasts, he just broke down and said, like, why are you so popular? And then he said other words that I can't say on 93.5. And it wasn't part of his script, Ed. He had this like cathartic moment. And he said, seeing your success has put me in rehab twice. Thank you, you hillbilly F. Fill in the blank.
Right.
And Larry the Cable Guy loved it. You know, it was one of those, like, Greg Giraldo tore him apart. But afterwards, he complimented him, he hugged him, he said that was great. And that's kind of interesting to be ripped apart nationally and then saying, oh, thank you so much. But I guess when you have $88 million in the bank, you can have a thicker skin.
Yeah, and it's almost like receiving an award. Once Greg ripped into you, it was like, okay, I've gotten the award now.
That's a really good point. Yeah, it's like there's no higher distinction than being torn apart by
Greg
Mr. Giraldo.
So he left us early. We're going to talk about why he left us, how he left us, in just a couple of seconds here. But if you're just joining us, we're talking about the life of Greg Giraldo, a comedian story with author, local Laguna Beach author Matt Ballacher, and stand-up comedian, by the way, great stand-up comedian who I love working with, and also with a decent taste of music. So I'm digging your taste of music as well, Matt. We'll be back right after this and talk about Greg. The number here is 949-715-5936 or 949-715-4859 or go to the KX935 website, KX935/takeover, or you can donate on Facebook. It's Takeover Monday. It's Takeover Monday, Community Radio KX93.5, and we're in studio with Laguna Beach author and comedian Matt Ballacher, author of The Greg Giraldo, A Comedian Story. Now, there's another Laguna tie to this, right?
There is.
Right? What else is happening locally with this book?
Stephen Siebold, who is a Laguna Beach High School grad, right, and son of Susan Siebold, who's a longtime Laguna Beach resident, designed the cover. He's a designer, super talented guy, also a fan of Greg Giraldo. And he did it for a very, very, very cool rate. So that's Laguna helping Laguna.
A little inside Laguna. A little slider there for Laguna Beach. Well, give us his name one more time.
Stephen Siebold. His website is infectedmedia.com if you want to see some of his work. He does design. Also, he pottery too, but he does graphic design and pottery.
You know, if you live in Laguna Beach,
you might as well.
Pottery has to be part of the deal. It really does. You know, I do stand-up comedy and I also make bracelets, you know, whatever, man.
We all need a side hustle.
Now, we lost Greg Giraldo recently.
Yes.
Not too recently.
Well, it's in September of 2010, right, but recently, he was only 44 years old when he passed.
Has it already been that long? Really? Has it been that long?
Well, it's taken me a while to write the book, but yeah, it is. It has been that long.
Wow.
And we go into more detail in the book, but he was, as an adult, struggled, I think, with depression.
Right.
It wasn't officially diagnosed, but from his friends and family and even his own tellings on stage, it seems quite clear he had mental health issues, and he medicated those with alcohol to, you know, really high levels. And then unfortunately it escalated into drugs and other vices, and he passed away from, we go into more in the book, but there, alcohol and drugs were involved.
Right.
At a hotel in New Jersey, outside the Stress Factory.
Was it accidental or?
Well, it was. It doesn't appear to be a suicide.
Okay.
And we interviewed the woman who was dating at the time, his girlfriend, who found him, and there was, he would have these periodic binges where he could be sober for several months and then just kind of fall off the wagon. Right. And when he fell deep.
Right.
And unfortunately, people that have that, you know, that disease or that ailment, it's hard to kick. Right. And it's not just hard. The norm is not kicking it.
Right.
You know, it's like, even if you go to rehab or if you seek treatment, relapses are much more common than a life of pure sobriety.
Right. Yeah. So he wouldn't have gotten sober on that first try, like many people don't.
Right.
And again, mental health issues lead to self-medication and liquor and drugs, and it's really kind of this never-ending circle.
You're so right, Ed. And that's something I learned from researching this book. Like, it seemed, I had it backwards. I thought, okay, well, he overconsumed alcohol, and that caused depression, because afterwards you feel bad and there's this cascade.
Right.
But from the researchers and the experts, it's quite the opposite. It's, you have, you know, happy people don't smoke crack. That was what one of the therapists told me.
Right.
And there's something, and it's a brain issue. You know, there are other factors, but two people can have a glass of wine or, you know, a few shots and have incredibly different reactions to that.
Right.
And I think one of the factors is, how's your brain wired? And some of us have more of a penchant for mental illness.
Right.
And there are other factors that can exacerbate it. You know, if you lose a loved one, and I'm certainly not the authority on this, but that was, and I'm sure you've seen this in comedy and outside of comedy, but it's so prevalent. And I almost speak of mental illness and alcohol and drug addiction as one and the same. And they're not, but they're very much related.
Right. There's a tie-in.
There really
is a tie-in. And as you're speaking, I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, we've lost a lot of comedians.
Sure. Like Brody Stevens very recently. His was a suicide, but he had a lot, you know, he was very open about his mental illness.
Right. And even comics that you and I work with locally or here in Southern California, we've lost a couple of comedians. And again, whether
very young. One gentleman was, gosh, baby.
Way too young, but experimenting with the wrong stuff. And it started off again with a little mental click a couple of years back. So your book, a portion of these proceeds are going to help
It's the Laguna Recovery Center on the 133.
Beautiful.
They do amazing work. I see lots of cars out there. They've been here a lot longer than I have.
Right.
And we've all been affected by alcoholism one way or the other. And it's a lifelong struggle. And it's something that it's not just like fixing a broken arm.
Right.
It's something, and I have so much respect for people dealing with it, also their family members. It's just the more support we can give them, the better.
Okay, we're talking to Matt Ballacher. Matt Ballacher is a local who wrote the book Greg Giraldo, A Comedian Story, that is out today. And Greg Giraldo, a magnificent and wonderful and creative comedian who we lost tragically with mental health issues and drugs. If you're listening right now and you're within earshot and you have someone you know with mental issues or mental health issues or a problem with drugs or alcohol, give us a call. Support the station. These are the type of conversations that we have here at the radio station. Mm-hmm. These are exactly the type of conversations that we need in Laguna Beach. And as a listener, before I even got here, that's what I loved about this station. So if you're within earshot, the number is 949-715-5936. If you're in need of help, please get that help. The other number to call is 949-715-4859, or jump on our website, kx935/takeover, or you can just donate on Facebook. So what will his legacy be for comedians?
As a great comic, right. I think as a underrated comic, but as a brilliant comedian that could cast a very wide net in terms of audiences,
right,
and entertain all of them.
Right. Now, a question for you, and I already know the answer. There's a dark place that we go to get our comedy. Mm-hmm. When we are at our best, I go to a dark place to get my humor. Do you do the same? Do you find yourself going and we, you and I are obviously, yeah, at the point in our lives where we can handle that dark place. Mm-hmm. Do you think if other comics do that there is that issue of not being able to handle going to that dark place to be funny?
That's a great question. There's not one answer,
right,
but you're going to be in that dark place whether you go on stage or don't.
Right.
So right. I think the stage provides an outlet, and Dr. Tadbori, who's a therapist at the Laugh Factory, right, in LA, had a good quote. She told me getting on stage is therapeutic, but it's not therapy. So it can help. Right. But if that's the only thing you're doing, right, you probably need to do more.
Right. Yeah. I've actually posted, and this is so stupid, I've posted that every comedian has to have a picture of themselves holding a microphone for some reason. And that's their Facebook profile pic.
The Mark Zuckerberg boots you off, Ed, if you don't have that.
So I've posted that picture with therapy. And mm-hmm. I do. I consider those 30 minutes or whatever time I'm on stage, I consider that therapy. But that's actually excellent. It isn't. It's therapeutic, mm-hmm, but it's really not therapy. You know what's therapy? Some rock and roll music. We'll be back in just a minute. We're speaking to Matt Ballacher, Laguna Beach local, who's written the book Greg Giraldo, A Comedian Story, a fantastic book that's out today. I suggest getting it. This is the KX93.5 Takeover. Takeover Monday. 949-715-5936 is the number here. 949-715-5936.
Thank you.
It's Takeover Monday, and I'm feeling really comfortable. I'm sitting here with a friend of mine who I could just be sitting in my living room over at the Ponderosa talking about, you know, the next thing we're going to cook. I got Matt Ballacher in studio with me. Matt Ballacher is the local Laguna Beach author of Greg Giraldo, A Comedian Story, a fantastic book about a fantastically funny man who we lost way too soon, that it's out today. And you're going to be at Book Soup in L.A., right?
Yeah, this Thursday, March 28th, 7 p.m. on Sunset.
All right, that's a good spot.
So come say hi, and if you want to pick up a book, great. If not, I'll look forward to meeting you anyway.
Whatever you do, don't steal a book.
Yeah, just don't steal and donate to 93.5, most importantly.
All right, now, if people want to do events with you, what do we do?
Hit me up, please do. Go to greggiraldobook.com or Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. It's at Greg Giraldo Book. Shoot me a DM and I will get back to you. I'm local, but willing to travel.
All right. Now we just had a caller ask us, did Greg Giraldo do any clean humor? Was there a clean set that he did?
I think once in 2004 he did. Yeah. Yes, he did. He had TV friendly material as well.
Okay, cool. Cool. And what was the most fascinating thing you discovered about him in your research? What is the thing that surprised you the most?
That he considered himself in many ways a failure. And
really?
That he shouldn't do comedy. He had episodes. I mean, there are a lot of people that probably shouldn't do comedy. He's not one of them.
Right, no.
And he would consider himself a failure, but he suffered from what's called the imposter syndrome. And it's this condition where you're just never good enough, but you don't think of yourself. It's different from a perfectionist. You think you're faking it, and it's just in your head because
you're great.
Yeah. And right. You're a lawyer. You went to two Ivy League schools. You're in many ways successful and in pretty much every objective way. And then to have this awful feeling about yourself, that surprised me, because I thought sometimes people say that as like shtick, like, oh, I'm really humble, and like, but you're like, how can you be that humble if you're putting yourself out there, you know?
Right.
But I think he really looked at himself as not a success, and he had to coach himself to feel good about some of his accomplishments. And to me, that's crazy.
That is. I find that shocking. And I did not, you know, again, that's part of the mental health. That's part of the disease. That's part of having a mental health problem right there, is never feeling good enough. And you hear the laughter and you know, that's for us, that verifies, okay, that was a good joke. I heard the laughter, and he was getting laughter all the time and still feeling inadequate.
Yeah.
That's insane. Now some of the people that you spoke with in researching this book, was there a tough conversation of someone who just felt really...
Several. The great question. His wife, Marianne, amazing. But she was very forthright, open, but she had to deal with some really intense stuff, including, you know, having to move out of the house.
Right.
Obviously she had kids to consider. Some of the people he worked with, he would be booked to be on shows or producers, and then he doesn't show up. And this is a guy who's normally punctual, straight-laced, right, reliable, not there. So that's great. And the woman who, he was separated, not officially divorced, but he was in another relationship, when he passed. And that woman was really helpful and great with her time, but, our co-author interviewed her, and that was very emotional because, I mean, she found him comatose. You know, that's not something you just shake off.
No, no. And you spoke with her.
Yeah.
My goodness. So, again, Laguna local and Laguna lover, Matt Ballacher, who has written the Greg Giraldo, a comedian's story book with us. And it takes us through the entire life from the kid growing up, being born in the Bronx and growing up in Queens, all the way through. And I can't believe 2010. I can't believe it's been that long. It just doesn't seem like that long. And by the way, Matt is also a great comedian. If you ever have a chance to catch him here locally or wherever he's playing, any stage, it's a welcome treat to see you on stage.
Thank you, Ed.
Where does your comedy come from? Where are you finding, where does the gut of your comedy come from?
My two kids, mostly. I love them, but they frustrate me like nothing else. And I think it's cathartic to kind of take some of that frustration and write stuff, or at least talk about it.
Right. Matt, I can't thank you enough for being here and being part of the program today. Again, if you're just tuning in, we've spent this hour with Matt Ballacher, local author of great book, Greg Giraldo, A Comedian Story. And if you'd like to donate to the radio station, that again, Greg Giraldo had issues with mental health and alcoholism and drug abuse. And again, if you want to help donate to the radio station, what's the number?
949-715-5936 in studio. You can also call 949-715-4859.
All right. Or just go to the website at kx935.com/takeover or donate directly on Facebook. Matt, anything else you want to tell us?
Check us out on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at Greg Giraldo Book. And thank you so much. Keep supporting the station.
Thank you very much for supporting the station, Matt. How about a little rock for you?
Sounds good.
All right.